Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dude. A hair just fell in my face, and I was like, wait a minute, what is this?
Where did it come from?
I don't know. It was a hair. And you don't have hair.
Nope.
It's a long piece of hair, too.
How many people in here have that kind of hair?
This is not John Ritchie's hair.
Well, the morning show wasn't even here today.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where it came from.
Hair falling from the ceiling.
I don't know, ceilings? But it fell in. And I was like, wait a minute, what is that? Yeah, it was a piece of hair.
Yeah, all right, well. I think Kyle just needed a few more comments for you people. That's why he let you sing that to start the end.
Is that what, if he could kill me?
Yeah. Sometimes I set you up.
Yep.
Oh, man, I ain't worried about them folks.
Yeah, we'll hear from them coming up. All right, Sean in Westchester's up. Hey, Sean.
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Hey, Sean, what's up?
Okay, sure. I just wanted to talk about the Phillies real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple points. I think Rob Thompson needs to go.
Okay. And why is that?
He has no fire under these guys. Like, as a coach, you need to light a fire under these guys. And there's no players on the team that can do it. The Phillies have no one that can light a fire under these guys.
Well,
and then number two,
I agree with the fire thing, but they're not going to fire him 15 games over 500. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
They're not.
Go,
would
Joe.
You be surprised
go.
At the end of the season if he's gone?
I would not. No, if they don't make the playoffs or they get knocked out in the first round, I think there's a new manager next year.
Gotcha. And then number two, the Phils need to make a move at the deadline, or they're the Sixers. And I think this might sound a little crazy, but I do think Bryce Harper is the next Joel Embiid of Philadelphia.
In terms of, is the body just going to break down?
Body's going to break down. He's a top-five player, easily top-five player, and just can't get it done when it matters most.
A positive guy, aren't you?
So, well, super, yeah, man, we can't pump for the game tonight now, Sean.
On a
yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, so I am concerned with the body. I mean, I hope he doesn't break down. He's played a lot of games and swings and innings, but, I mean, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about it besides just hold our breath and hope he hits for the next, you know, X amount of years.
I also think that we should make a trade at the deadline for the bullpen. I like Mason Miller out of Athletics.
I love him. Yeah.
His name came up a lot last year.
Yeah,
too.
I love him, Sean. I'd be willing to give up something real for him. And I think they would deal him. Now they have some young guys, so maybe they're trying to turn a corner soon. But I would overwhelm them for a trade for him. I think he's an awesome, awesome relief pitcher. All right, Sean, what do you got for us for something to do when the power's out?
Grab some adult beverages and play some cards.
Play some cards in the dark.
You know, that's nice and simple and easy. That's a good one, Sean. I appreciate it.
Cards when you're drinking is fun.
Cards, drinking.
Yeah, but we assume it's dark, right?
Well, so at some point it's going to get dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you need, so we have a few of like the book lights.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you can clip them to a book and you can read in the dark. That kind of gets you through with flashlights. You can get by for a few hours that way.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So you can create a little bit of light. It's just a matter of how much. Topper's not getting fired right now, and they're 15 mm-mm. over, and they have a series for first place this week. What was the other thing you talked about? Oh, Bryce is the next MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, I am revved up for this series after that call.
Woo! That was a lot.
Let's go.
That was a lot to digest.
It was. It was a little much, yeah, but it's okay. I mean, hey.
That's the way it feels.
Yeah. You can't change how people feel. I mean, we know that this week with the whole top 11 list. You can't. People have their feelings.
People are dug in. Yep. Some people are right. Some people are delusional. You know? Just got to figure out who is who.
I think it's quite clear.
Where do you align in all of this?
Yeah, I think it's quite clear this week who's in delusional camp. And
I think it's up for debate.
Well, everything is. That's what we do at WIP. That's part of it. Tasty Cake Dom. Hey, Tasty Cake Dom.
How you doing, Joe? Hey,
good.
You.
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, Dom.
So I just told Kyle, I've become a big fan of the show, and I now listen to you guys every day.
Oh, we appreciate that. That means a lot to us.
So I'm a 30-year WIP guy. When you guys commit a violation at the level that you did today, I'm going to call in.
All
is
right.
That fair?
What would you do? Tell us.
Is that fair?
It's fair, yeah. But that's how I know you're
arguing. You guys are arguing about football, and you take a cheap shot against Tobias Harris. That was such a low. Can we talk facts, Joe? I just want to talk facts.
I like facts.
Okay, right. The 6 years Tobias Harris was here, they averaged 50 wins. Fact. That 18-8 was there every single night. He didn't miss 400 games. The other guy did. Fact.
Mm-hmm.
And every single year he played for the Sixers, they played more than 82 games a year, and they transferred him to a slop team, and they then played more than 82 games this year.
Yeah, congratulations,
Tobias Harris.
All facts so far.
Try to tell them.
Okay, so how does Tobias and the other guy they acquired for Tobias Harris,
is a stiff.
The other max contract, is
a stiff.
Slop.
He's a stiff, yeah.
Slop.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't get the constant Tobias Harris shots.
So,
I don't get it.
All right, there's a couple things. I don't exactly remember how we got to Tobias in this, but
Kyle said, somebody said something about, I think they compared him to Jalen, and Kyle said Tobias Harris is a way less player than Jalen Hurts.
Well, he is. I think that's
right.
Debatable.
I mean, Tobias Harris is let's try to be fair. He's been an average to above average NBA player for 10 years. I'm trying to be nice to him, right? That's what he is. Jalen Hurts is one of the five to six, seven best quarterbacks.
Stop. 18-8 is average?
Average to above. He's kind of vacillated in there.
Jalen Hurts
is better than that. Jalen Hurts is better than that. He's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So we're good then on this.
Okay.
I don't think he likes
he ain't been here in a year now. I mean, there's a lot of names you could throw out there.
So you're just upset we used him. I get it. Now I get it. Well, part of this...
It's Hugh's fault. This is a rash that this station has gotten me for years because basketball fact, again, Joe. This station, Tobias Harris went 2-for-6 in a game once and got obliterated on the station the next day, all day, 2-for-6. Right, Joe?
Yeah, that happened.
If you're max, and you know as a basketball guy, if your max player goes 2-for-6, it ain't the player. If the coach ain't getting him more than 6 reps in a game, it ain't the player. If Jason Tatum went 2-for-6 in a game, would they rip Jason Tatum or would they rip the coach?
They probably should rip both. And, Dom, we appreciate it. Dom, love that you're a big part of the show now.
I got to tell you. If there's one thing that tells me that you'll never win, it's that. Like, we say Jalen Hurts isn't a top 5 quarterback in the NFL. You're a hater. If you say Jalen Hurts is miles better than Tobias Harris,
you're a hater.
Then you're a hater on Tobias Harris. I mean, it's unbelievable.
There is one thing, and I thought about this the other day with Castellanos. I actually think there's a good parallel between Castellanos and Tobias Harris. They both are paid a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
They're both average to above average players. They're not bad, right? But then, but they're not awesome. Mm-hmm. Could we call it what it is? Right? They're there. They're not your best player. They're not terrible players. You wish they were a little bit better. I think there is something people do appreciate though about players that post every day. I appreciate it about Nick. He plays every day. He doesn't take days off because something's nicked and bruised. Tobias was kind of like that too. I mean, like, there is something about those kind of players that I do appreciate.
Blue collar guys,
right? They just show up every day and play. I mean, like, there's a million great players that there's always something wrong.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Always something sore. Always, I can't play tonight.
Totally agree.
Yeah, and I think that's where Tasty Cake Don was coming from. If I think he appreciated that from Tobias, but mostly this is your fault.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I mean because you overrate Tobias.
I brought him up because, you know, like I was talking about, I brought him up in the vein of how guys, you know, they snap back at the fans.
Yeah,
when the fans say something, that's how it was brought up.
You're right. It was your fault.
Yeah, it was. It was like because I brought up how he talked about the crumble cookie thing. Mm. And then, you know, I think Kyle called him a bum or something. Something like that.
God forbid.
All right.
And then, you know, then it was all downhill.
Sure. Let's go to Nick at Cherry Hill. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Nick?
I just wanted to add in on the Jalen Hurts thing. I think when it comes down to the whole athlete thing, it's going to be down to what he can do and what others can't do, you know? Like their physical ability, you know, whether throwing, how fast they could run, you know, how well they do other sports, you know, things like that. So I think that's going to be a big, big thing when it comes to that list.
Well, for sure. I do think, because you're right, everyone has different criteria, and some people think here athlete, and they're just going to think of the best athletes. Some are going to think of players, production. That's what kind of makes it fun, Nick, that no one exactly thinks of it the same way. So really, no list is wrong. We're having fun at each other's expense.
Yeah, but
there's nothing wrong with it's just a list.
Yeah, I think he's going to be like two. But I think he's going to be over Wheeler.
I think you're right. If I had a guess right now, I think you're spot on. I think it's going to be Saquon, Hurts, Wheeler.
Yeah.
Because there were enough lists, Nick, that I saw that had Wheeler 8 or 9, and I think that's going to hurt him. Meanwhile, there were a lot of ones for Jalen, and I saw one Wheeler 1. I think that was Spike. But I think it's going to even out to the math that you said.
Yeah, yeah. I think and the Phillies too. I think they got this weekend. I think they at least got two this weekend. I always have a weary feeling. Like I know as little as the Phillies hit, but I don't feel like the pitchers, except the aces and all the starters like that. I just think the pitchers don't help as much. I guess the bullpen, you would say. I don't think they help as much when it comes to keeping the score. Like even if we get up 2-0, I want to be up 2-0. I don't want to get 2-1 and then 2-2 and then. You know, Strom comes in and the tide leader, you know, like the other night, Strom's in and the two runs are on the bases and all that. And it's 4-2 and we're stressing at the end of the game and all that. But I think they're going to have it this weekend.
Well, I hope you're right. 2 out of 3 is exactly what we need. All right, Nick, what do you got for us? The power is out. What's a fun thing to do?
I think this one's a good one because it's not any board game, but when you like play a board game when the power goes out, but it's not any one board game. If there's a specific one, it's called the Titanic. And you have to start off in your room, and you have to collect all your belongings, all that stuff, get a life vest, get to the end of the boat, and then get off the boat.
I've never heard of this. That's an interesting one. All right, Nick, we appreciate it. Titanic. All right. We appreciate the phone call. All right, before we go any further, our Twitter question, of course, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Can the Phillies turn you into a true believer? What a series win over the Mets. 71% yes. 29% no. They want to wait. It's only June, people. All right. Before we get to you people, Hugh, you ready to put together a parlay here? Let's go. Are we going big? Yeah. How many legs are we talking?
We're going eight.
Eight legs. All right, let's do it. A parlay for the Phillies and the Mets. So this is tonight's game, right? Tonight's game parlay?
Yes.
All right, Kyle's going to be there. We know you always want to win your parlay. So, all right, what are we thinking? Where do you want to start this?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm on the money line, always.
Phillies money line. Okay.
Phillies money line.
Wheeler versus Blade Tidwell.
Yeah, we're going that out and win here. Yeah, money line. Okay. We like any home runs tonight?
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber.
All right.
Hit a home run.
So do we think that was the beginning of the June thing got a little slow start this year.
Yeah, it did. I think tonight is going to be a big night.
He crushed that one last night. I think that was the hardest hit homer since the one he had off a sale.
Smoked it.
Yeah, he crushed that ball. All right, so Phillies money line, Schwarber homer. Can we go under on this clown strikeouts tonight? What's his name? Blake Tidwell?
Blade Tidwell.
Blade Tidwell is a made-up name. And if the Phillies let this guy go over a strikeout prop, I'm mad at them. Under 3.5, Blade Tidwell. They should blast this guy.
Yeah.
Under 3.5 strikeouts. Okay. What else we throw? You like the hit props, don't you?
Yeah, I do. So I went Bryson Stott.
Okay.
Max Kepler.
Okay.
Hits Starling Marte.
So we threw a Met hit in there?
He always gets
Yeah,
and
hits.
Then Alec Bohm.
Okay,
so I got to fill a Bomber. What did they say? Ride the Bomber? That's what Ike likes to do.
Yeah. Are you riding the Bomber now?
No, I am not riding the Bomber. I would have rode him until he told me no.
Ike likes to ride the Bomber.
We can all feel that you want to be a Bomber guy.
Nah. You not did? Riding the Bomber. Not doing that.
I just mean support Alec
I think
Bohm.
You just don't like the phrase and it's turned you
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I do.
In some weird way, I feel like this is the same. In whatever part of the brain this is, it's the same thing why you'd eat glizzy so
no,
weird.
Eat glizzy.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's okay to say you're riding the Bomber. Mm-hmm. It just means you're supporting Alec Bohm.
Come on, Hugh.
Just ride the Bomber.
Can we get this last leg in, man? Because I'm not riding the Bomber.
He was done with this conversation.
I'm not riding. That's not going to happen. We ain't doing
Before we get to the last leg, if Alec Bohm hits a walk-off hit to win the World Series, will you ride the Bomber? Mm-mm. We'll all be riding the Bomber all winter.
I don't even like the way it sounds when you say it. It's like, we ride the Bomber. No.
His name is Alec Bohm.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I understand.
You're riding
it. And we both acknowledge that I'm a little childish. Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
We're good.
All right. Quickly, and then we got to move on. Would you be more willing to, Phillies win the World Series at a walk-off Bohm, and say you're riding the Bomber or eat a hot dog like a regular person? In public.
Damn.
I'm sorry. This is so tough for you.
Guess I'm riding the Bomber.
Oh, we got him. All right, final leg.
That's crazy.
We think Philly's team total over 4.5?
Over
like
four
that?
And a half. Come I like on. It. I like it. I like
all
it.
The eight-leg parlay. Philly's money line. Schwarber homer. Blake Tidwell, that clown, under 3.5 strikeouts. Over 4.5 Phillies runs. Stott, Kepler, Bohm, Marte hits.
Boy, I tell you, if I hit this parlay, I'm going to get that T-shirt we were talking about.
You might be able to get two T-shirts.
I might be able to.
What's that, 30-1 right there?
Yeah, that's 30. That's like boom. That's 60 bucks.
There it is. $60. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Gentlemen, we have a red alert. In the YouTube chat.
Oh, no. What is happening?
Aaron in San Diego has found the YouTube chat.
We can't get rid of him.
Look, Aaron's probably a great guy.
Yeah.
No one bothers me more, I've decided. Nobody.
You got to deal with
Way
that.
Way to go, That's, Aaron.
And yeah.
Good job, Aaron.
He should wear that as a badge of honor. But Aaron in San Diego finding the YouTube chat is a disaster.
Okay. So
it's a disaster.
So you need the weekend more than any of us.
I mean, already can't stand his phone calls. But him in the YouTube chat, where he can just incessantly ramble on and drop in his nonsensical points.
And not talk about the subject at hand.
Right, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All good.
All right. On a more normal note, can't wait to hear the nonsense you guys spew today. That was right in the beginning of the show.
No, we gave you four full hours.
Thanks for being
here.
Hope
you enjoyed it.
As always. Finally, a break from Hugh's crummy clues.
I'm living rent-free in somebody here.
You know what? That word isn't used enough.
Crummy.
Yeah.
Like, Blake Tidwell is a crummy pitcher. Yeah. He's crummy.
Yep. Joe, somebody put this task on you for Monday.
Okay, what do I got to do?
Your top 11 worst takes.
Ever or just the last year?
He said ever.
I think maybe ever.
Ever? Oh, all right. I'll dig deep.
Try to cook that up.
Memory bank, yeah. You got it, guys.
That's good. So at the beginning of the show, and this has happened before, mm-hmm. but the audio wasn't synced up, so someone said we were like those old Kung Fu movies.
Oh. Hugh loves Kung Fu.
I do love Kung Fu movies.
Where the audio was a few seconds before mm-hmm. after the video, so that's always
yep.
good. Yep. Your friendly neighborhood Hugh Douglas has arrived today.
Oh, the Spider-Man. Yeah, Spider-Man. I forgot. Yeah, yep. Spider-Man. Sure.
Hugh looks like he's about to sling webs and fight crime in the city tonight.
That ain't funny.
It's not bad, man.
It's really good. I like that.
Yep. This was during Hugh's rant on Jalen Hurts when we were telling him that he was cooking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hugh just cooked up a bowl of cereal.
Cereal.
It was.
Yeah, you don't cook cereal.
Yeah, second round pick. He's Rocky. I mean, unbelievable yeah. stuff.
They liked it. They yep. liked it a lot.
All right, I love this one. This guy, Douglas, parentheses, pushing 60, can't get his mind out of the gutter.
Don't be mad at me because everything still works over here. That's all I got to say about that. Everything's A-okay on these parts.
Yeah, he didn't dispute pushing 60, though.
The parentheses, pushing 60 yeah. is. That's amazing.
Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad.
I might work that into our regular conversation. Like you say something to the Phillies, yeah, and you're pushing 60.
This guy, Douglas, 60. Parentheses, pushing 60. Can't get his body yeah, out of the gutter.
That's the ages. Quit being an ages.
Yeah,
that ain't
well.
Cool.
Hugh didn't need to ask the Eagles for his stats when he declined. He knew it was over when he got two-piece by T.O.
Oh, that's yeah. a good one. Yeah, no, I got two-piece by Todd Harriman's. It was not T.O. Ty Harriman's two-piece.
That was a low blow. People don't bring up the T.O. thing enough when they're trying to take personal shots at you.
Yeah, they don't. Because that dog.
It's brand new.
That dog don't, huh?
Yep. All right, last one, because we were talking about Tri-Day, things to do when mm-hmm. your power goes out. And I believe you people invented a drinking game.
Oh.
And it's take a drink every time Hugh forgets English.
This 4th of July, you can celebrate with big savings at the Mattress Warehouse.
Yeah, you will get hammered, so be careful.
I would drink something light, yeah,
but
just
you know
for
what's
your own
funny?
Health.
I know when I do it, and I think it's funny, too. I'm like, wait a minute.
You left it off.
All right, I know we got to get to Andy and then award this prize. I started workshopping the 11 worst takes, just to like get the few. Top of my head, Phillies last year, the best Phillies team I've ever seen.
I
pricked the Eagles to beat the Bucks outright the year they were down 30-0 in the playoffs. I said last year the Eagles would miss the playoffs after they lost to the Bucks, and fire Sirianni, hire Belichick is the only way to save the season. So we got four easy ones.
Now, so let me ask you this, because I know you would still do the Harper for Soto trade right now.
Yeah.
But at the time, the timing being that Harper had like the most unforgettable postseason of his life.
Yeah, timing didn't help me. But that's a great take.
Okay.
That one I wouldn't put on my list. No, I got one. The Phillies would be better off missing the playoffs in 22, the last week I said, and then they got to the World Series.
Okay, that was
every playoff game I was there, people reminded me of that.
You know,
it was fun.
We will accept submissions for the list of Joe Gilliam's top 11 worst takes.
Yeah. When are we going to get to my best ones? We're just going to ignore those?
We don't.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because I got some good ones. All right, Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
Andy,
pretty
what's
good,
up?
Good.
Nothing. I love the return of Spider Douglas. You got your eight-leg parlay in for you.
Old Spider Douglas. He's like a boxer.
Wow, with the eight-legger. I didn't even put that together.
Yeah, me neither.
It's like Spider Rico. And you had the Rocky reference.
Yeah.
Maybe you are Spider Douglas.
Is? Okay.
Yeah.
Spider Rico.
Way to go, Andy. Way to go.
Because you couldn't say it earlier, Hugh, for politically correct reasons. Grizzly Man was a comedy. That was so great when... At the end of the movie, I loved it.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But the Phils, I think that this is absolutely a must-win series, if not sweep. Especially this, if you think about it, it was about the same time last year where both team seasons swung on the. At this point, it was the England.
It was, and the crazy part is since then, I think if you go from the last game in England to now, the Mets are 12 right. and 4 against the Phillies. Andy, we're up against it. I want to get your answer though. What would you say for an answer if something we could do Tri-Day if the power's out?
All right, what I did last night actually exactly is the garage hang. It was still raining, so I had to put up a chair out in the garage, got myself a glass of bourbon, watch the rain, then my wife joined me later.
I like that. The garage hang. Andy, we appreciate it. All right. We got a lot of good answers today. Once people got their head out of the gutters, we got some good ones. I think it was three times Mario said Elliot cooked me. I did like Mario from the barbershop the s'mores, right? Roast the marshmallows over the fire. I like that. All right, Mario, you're going to the game with us. We will talk to you guys on Monday. Go Phils. Beat up the Mets. Afternoon show next with the unveil of the top three athletes in Philadelphia right now. We'll talk to you on Monday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.